I want to welcome you to segment 3 of Manning the Console. Here's Allison Krauss with Union Station.
James Burke.
And this is Reggie Taylor.
And we are the host of Southern Gospel Point of View.
We bring you the best in Southern Gospel music, news, and conversation.
And we're excited to be a part of Gospel Sundays every Sunday at 10 p.m. right here on the SBB Radio Network.
This is Michelle Canning, and you're listening to the Southern Branch Bluegrass, the SBB Network, with a wide variety of music, including bluegrass, classic country, folk, and gospel. Stay with us for more great music all day, every day.
Tomorrow night, I'll be home for Christmas Eve. You know, it's been about 3 years ago since I was in the mountains of Tennessee, and I can't wait to see the falling snow. Mama will be waiting by the front porch stairs. Dad's been roasting chestnuts, you can smell it in the air. Oh, the joy of Christmas, you know I would not want to miss it. It will be so good to finally make it home. Christmas in the Caribbean, lying on the beach and soaking up some sun, but I'd rather be in a cabin with the warm fire glowing, sledding in the snow and having lots of fun. It won't
won't be long and we'll be playing holiday carols. I'll be singing out of tune with Mr. Sloan. Oh, the joy of Christmas, I would not want to miss it. And it's so good to finally make it home. I'll be there for Christmas. There's no place I would rather be. I can help you wrap all of the presents and put them under the tree. I can smell the turkey and the dressing and that pumpkin pie sitting on the stove. Oh, the joy of Christmas, I would not want to miss it. It's so good to finally make it home. I'll be there for Christmas. There's no place that I would rather be. I can help you wrap all of the presents and put them under the tree. I want to count all of my blessings to a Savior born 2,000 years ago. Oh, the joy of Christmas, I would not want to miss it. And it's so good to finally make it home. It's so good to finally make it home.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
When I get so close, I can taste it. sometimes I win, sometimes I lose. Sometimes I can't keep myself from singing these awoken blues.
Well, I've been raised up misdirected, lost looking for some kind of sign. I don't know whose life you're living, but it sure ain't mine. Nine days on the riverbank, nine days in the king, nine days with an aching head, my legs it just won't stand. I've been drowning in the gutter, blinded by the rain. My hobo
on the street, and I just didn't understand. the rich got richer, and the poor got poorer, and to me it didn't seem right. So I washed my face in the morning and bathed my soul in the sun. Washed my face in the morning dew and kept on moving along. Someday times are bound to change, and it can't
Let's see, that was Sister Sadie doing a song called Questionable Track. I understand they just been nominated for something. I'm going to have to check that out. That's off the Sister Sadie 2, and the name of that particular, I don't know why they did this, but they've got the song title as being Questionable Track. I don't know. Anyway, let's see. Balsam Range had a song for us off their latest called Hobo Blues. They did Force. Sounded good off the CD Aeonic, or in my case, the digital download. Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen have that brand new project called You Can't Stand the Heat, and we played a cutoff of it called My Own Way. Josh Turner's got a brand new release, too. Hadn't been out very long at all, called I Serve a Savior, and we played the track Doxology off of it. Boy, we had a bunch of music, didn't we? Merle Monroe had a song for us called Oh, the Joy of Christmas, and I've been listening to that in the vehicle when I've been running around here lately. It's off of the project A Very Acoustic Christmas, and I believe we kicked that set off with a fairly unknown group called Allison Krauss and Union Station, and of course I'm joking, off of their Paper Airplane project called Miles to Go, and boy, that was a really super fine tune. Said the composers were Chris Stapleton. He'd appreciate that, wouldn't he, Rick Stapleton? Chris Stapleton and Barry Bales. And let's see. That was fantastic, by the way. We're almost halfway through the final segment. Let's see. Where is my applause when you need them? Let me see if I can find them real quick. Usually. Yeah, here we go. Finally, we're just about to finish up. Couldn't help myself. I just had to do that. So it kind of seems like a long, drawn-out program. I'm doing it in three separate segments. It's just simply entitled Manning the Console, and I have to literally man the console every Friday for about 2 to 3 hours, getting ready for the weekend and the first of the week, loading up shows and commercials and all that good stuff. And I thought, well, why not turn it into a show since you got to be there anyway. Anywho, here's John Cowan off his project that he came out with a few years back, simply entitled 60. It's called Fate Full of Shadow.
With a fate full of shadow and so much to say, he blows in on the wind from a world. Like a midnight rider on wings of white. And you know when he leaves, you must follow till he fades from sight. Beyond the damage done, though he may lead you down streets where illusion runs, past the dying embers of a world. When you hear the tolling
distant bells to tell you now his soul in the darkness dwells. Be not forsaken, for all too soon someday these bells will toll again for me and you. No matter what you say now, before you go, take what you think you got for what you think you know. 'Cause you were born to travel this mystery until the arms of an endless night set you free. And you were born to travel this mystery until the arms of an endless night set you free. From a fateful shadow,
described by some as perhaps the very soul of the region's rich history. Forged together from the fires of the great Civil War battles to the coal mines of eastern Kentucky and West Virginia, from the logging camps in the Upine Hills of Virginia to the quartets that sang in the church houses of western North Carolina, east Tennessee, and southwest Virginia, the musical heritage continues to endure. Whether it's the old-time minstrel and medicine shows that traveled throughout the country in the late 19th century, or the enslaved Africans that brought so much of their unique and soulful music stylings to the region, the deep emotion you feel when you hear it is undeniable. Like the long-time traditions such as farming, quilting, and unparalleled craftsmanship, this music has been passed down from generation to generation. Ladies and gentlemen, Barry Abernathy and Daryl Webb proudly present to you Appalachian Road Show.
Trouble in my way down the line. Oh, to love. You're the one that I'd be thinking of if I needed someone. If I had some more time to spend, then I guess I'd be with you, my friend. If I needed someone,
had you come some other day, then it might not have been like this. But you see, now I'm too much in love. Carve your number on my wall, and maybe you will get a call from me. If I needed someone.
For one, I absolutely love those remakes, and that was from Balsam Range, If I Needed Someone. That's off their brand new project just out. Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen had a song for us also in that set, Crack of Noon. Crack of Noon. You Can't Stand the Heat's the name of the project. Just got it yesterday. It's absolutely great. Appalachian Roadshow actually stars a couple of folks, Barry Abernathy and Daryl Webb. And, boy, it's a dandy project. We put played a track off of it called Georgia Buck, and that's very applicable for this time of the year. Let's see, and we had a little Sam Elliott in there too, which I think is just tremendous. Children of the Promise had a song for us, Christ Is Born. That's off the United Independent Artists Volume 3064 that we get from those fine folks. John Cowan kicked that set off with a song off of his 60 project. Absolutely love it. Got a chance to meet him finally. Well, actually, I've met him twice now, and got to see him play with Doobie Brothers. Cost a fortune, but it was worth every penny. John on stage with my old rock heroes from way back in the day. Anyway, the song that we played off of his 60 project called Fate Full of Shadow. How about that? John's always been a little eccentric in some ways, but you know what? I absolutely love his tunes. We got Turning Ground coming up. And I've always respected him tremendously as a singer, picker, you know, as an artist, just period. Anyway, back again to what we're doing. Turning Ground has got a song coming up called Barbed Wire and Roses. I want to repeat that song we did in the very first set of the program today off the Dreamcatcher project, featuring Aaron Foster with Colin Ray, doing a tune called I Haven't Seen Mary in Years. Pretty cool. It's good. Frank Sullivan and the Dirty Kitchen, we're going to do one more tune from them. The award-winning group Sister Sadie, which, if the weather cooperates, I'll get to see those fine ladies Monday evening up in beautiful Lexington, Kentucky. The great state of Kentucky, the blue state. How about that? I'm a blue fan. What can I say? Anyway, the song we've got picked out is called Raleigh's Ride, and then we're going to close the program out today with Mr. Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver doing a song called Life of a Hardworking Man. That's a tribute to when I used to actually do a few things. Hey, let's listen to a word from Troy Engel, and then we'll kick off the final set. Oh, wait a minute. Whoop, 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 whoop. Hold on. We're going to kick off the final set. Of Manning the Console.
Hi, this is Troy Engel, and you're listening to Southern Branch Bluegrass, the SBB network with a wide variety of music, including bluegrass, classic country, folk, and gospel. Stay with us for more great music all day, every day.
Barbed wire, and roses. You cut me so deep, you don't even know.
We had such plans for our child. tremble. If I had my life to live over, I'd bring Mary such cheer. Now she's gone where she'll never need me. I haven't seen Mary in years. Hold my hand and lead me. Lead me away from here. I just brought these flowers for Mary. I haven't seen graveside. I walked along by his side. I called out his name, but through all his shame, his son he did not recognize.
one by one. And as I let them go, water cries for my soul, stripping me down to the bone, stripping me down.
Boy, that's some good work, isn't it? Man, clean. I think that's one thing that we're going to remember Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen for, is their picking was clean, and I love their effects. Just good stuff, really good stuff. That brand new CD is going to be out on the road or street dates or whatever you call it, January the 25th. I look forward to it tremendously. We got an advance copy, a whole month in advance, and boy, we appreciate that from Compass Records. Name of the project's called You Can't Stand the Heat. Boy, is it just wonderful. Let's see. Off the Dreamcatcher project, that's Aaron Foster with Colin Ray doing a song called I Haven't Seen Mary in Years. And that's a really fine project, little project. Let's see. Turning Ground kicked that set off with a song called Barbed Wire and Roses. Thanks to Troy Engel and Bob Mitchell for the station drop that they sent me just recently. We really appreciate that, and really tickle to death to be able to pass it on to the listeners. Hopefully you're enjoying that too. We got, let's see, two more songs and we're out of here, and we're going to run just a pinch late on our artist spotlight of the week featuring Irene Kelly. We appreciate Irene communicating with us to get this thing ready to go. We did some bio distributions or publications, if you will, through Facebook and other social media about the bio on this brand new project, and I'm probably going to do a little bit more bio information about her and her career possibly over the weekend if I can squeeze that time in. But anyway, we appreciate all you good folks for listening to the Appalachian Appalachian Sunday Morning. I apologize to Manning the Console. It's a brand new show. This is segment three, fixing to wrap up. And we'll get right into that artist spotlight. Let's hear another tune by Sister Sadie, and then we'll go out with Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver.
laughter starts to grow. Thinking about the thousand places that I'd like to go. If only I can have an extra hour in my day, maybe then I wouldn't have to work my life away. But that's a lie of a hard-working man.
The boss is breathing down my neck to get the big job done.
6 days a week, 10 hours a day, don't leave much time for fun.
With 30 busted knuckles, I keep working through the pain.
If I could, I'd quit this job and not come back again.
But that's a life
of a hard-working man.
We want to tell you how much we appreciate you listening to Manning the Console on the SBB Radio Network.
Spent the better part of 20 years at this old dead-end job. Counting down the minutes till it's time to punch that clock. And do it all again. Go to sleep and dream of all the places I've been. That's a life of a hard-working man.
The boss is breathing down my neck to get the big job done.
6 days a week, 10 hours a day, don't leave much time for fun.
With 30 busted knuckles, I keep working through the pain.
If I could, I'd quit this job and not come back again.
But that's a life
of a hard-working man.
The boss is breathing down my neck to get the big job done.
6 days a week, 10 hours a day, don't leave much time for fun.
With 30 busted knuckles, I keep working through the pain.
If I could, I'd quit this job and not come back again.
But that's a life
of a hard-working man.
But that's a life
of a hard-working man.
That's all for this edition, folks.